Mount by Jilly Cooper. Read by Sean Thomas. Prologue. Rutshire, 1786. The last race should have been called off, as the twin saboteurs, Night and Fog, crept stealthily over the course. Rutminster Cathedral spire, a landmark for miles around, was no longer visible. The Bishop of Rutminster, battling to ban racing, could identify neither rabble nor runners as he peered furiously out of his palace window. Nor had bitter cold nor relentless drizzle dispersed a vast crowd, swarming round the betting posts, clamouring to watch the most eagerly awaited race in years, despite there being only two contenders. The first was Rupert Black, a young adventurer, hell-raiser, hard-drinker and womaniser, who possessed the hauteur of beauty but not of birth. His father was a small northern racehorse trainer, and in the late 18th century, trainers were regarded as no higher than grooms. Rupert Black had no income and fewer principles, but was such an amusing fellow that a fast aristocratic set had taken him up, welcomed him into their houses and let him advise them on bloodstock, about which he was clearly an expert. Rupert Black had been called Blackguard and Black Sheep, but was more often nicknamed Rupert of the Rhone, because of his dashing cavalry charges on the hunting field, and his beautiful blue roan mare, Sweet Azure, whom he was riding in the race ahead. Pitted against him on a vastly superior horse called Spartan was the Honourable James Northfield, elder son of the 4th Baron Northfield, who owned 2,000 Cotswold acres, which included Rutminster Racecourse. The austere, scholarly James, who had hitherto shown little interest in the estate or in women, had then outraged his parents and scandalised society by impregnating one of his mother's kitchen maids, a pretty Dutch girl called Gisela. Even more scandalously, he had then secretly married her. The Honourable Rufus Northfield, except for having the same dark auburn hair, sallow complexion and close-set fox-brown eyes, was a total contrast to his older brother James. A crack shot and rider, the inseparable crony of Rupert Black, Rufus loved the land and carousing with his father's tenants. Despite his profligate behaviour, Rufus was showing signs of calming down, having just become betrothed to a rich and well-born local beauty. At the ball given by Lord and Lady Northfield to celebrate this engagement, James's new wife Gisela had nearly died of embarrassment after her husband had insisted she attend, only for her to be sneered at by the guests and served by the very servants on whom she had waited in the kitchen. Worse was to come when the loathsome Rupert Black, already in his cups and having fluttered the pulses of all the ladies, had wandered up to her, sliding a too high hand around her thickening waist and squeezing her breast. He mockingly handed her a late wedding present. It turned out to be a copy of Pamela, Samuel Richardson's wildly popular novel about a servant girl fighting for her virtue in the house of a lecherous master. "Richardson could have been writing about you," drawled Rupert, causing a ripple of laughter to run through several female guests who'd gathered around. To their disappointment, however, Rupert showed no desire to dance with any of them, and instead retired to the gambling tables in an attempt to reduce his debts and finish paying for a colt called Third Leopard, whose owner was threatening to sell him elsewhere. As he raked in his winnings, a pile of sovereigns as gold as his hair, Rupert Black was singing the praises of his mare Sweet Azure, whom he might have been forced to sell if things didn't pick up. "Like all good fillies," he said insolently, so a passing James Northfield could hear, "she has the face of an angel and the posterior of a cook, not unlike your new wife, James." Looking down at Rupert's cruel, unsmiling face, its beauty hardly impaired by bloodshot, slightly crossing blue eyes, James, who loved his wife, upended the table, and as coins scattered all over the floor, he challenged Rupert to a duel. "A better idea," suggested Rupert to noisy cheers, "would be a match race between Spartan and Sweet Azure around Rutminster Racecourse on the old track through the..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?